Election 2024 on News Talk.
Fine Gael TD Pascal Donoghue in the Dublin Central constituency is with me on the line today. Pascal, it certainly looks at the moment like that is a title that won't change.
Well, I'm very hopeful that I'll be re-elected to represent the people of Dublin Central in the morning. The votes that I received and the level of support that I received is something that I'm hugely grateful for. And look, hopefully in the morning when the votes are cast, we'll see me re-elected, and really look forward to that and continuing my work on behalf of Dublin Central.
Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, the only candidate so far elected in that constituency. Is that still the case?
That remains the case, Andrea, yes.
Yeah. Your own performance, Pascal, in the election yesterday. Personally, how do you feel about it?
Well, the measure of any performance in an election is, do you get re-elected back to the Dáil? And on that metric at the moment, it looks reasonably positive, and hopefully that will happen tomorrow. And then at a national level, I've been able to play, I hope, a role in supporting the Taoiseach in the case for Fine Gael, and for Fine Gael playing a role in, and I hope leading, the next government.
What about the overall performance of the party and Fine Gael nationally? Are you disappointed, Pascal, with where you're at tonight?
Far from it. I'm really delighted about where we are at the moment. I see lots of my fellow candidates all over the country that are about to become TDs. And I heard so many predictions regarding the performance of Fine Gael in the general election. And I'm confident we're going to exceed the vast majority of them and see a really new, really fresh parliamentary party elected in Fine Gael. And I hope that in turn then allowing us to play a role in forming and leading a very stable government. So delighted about where things stand at the moment. But we have, I think, a long day ahead of us tomorrow, Andrea, and we'll see who gets selected.
I do want to ask you about one of your other the candidates running in the Dublin Central constituency, and that in Gerry the Monk Hutch. How do you assess his performance so far, Pascal?
So it's too early to say whether he'll
good.
Get elected or not. It does look like he'll be in contention, and it'll become clearer tomorrow afternoon as to whether he will get elected. From my own point of view, regardless of how people voted within my constituency, my duty and honour is to represent them all.
Was it a protest vote?
Including those who vote.
Was it a protest vote? The support for Gerry the Monk Hutch?
I think it was. It was an indication from many within my constituency regarding the very high level of disaffection that they feel regarding our city, regarding our country and society. Clearly I have to redouble my efforts to respond back to the issues that are behind that vote.
In terms of the makeup of the next government, I know you're likely to tell us that that's not something you're thinking about at the moment while you wait to get the chairlift tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon yourself, Pascal. But I'm sure you're crunching the numbers in HQ. How are things looking?
Well, I'm sure somebody is crunching the numbers in HQ, Andrea, but it's not me at the moment. All I'm looking at is Dublin Central and seeing where that falls at the moment. I strongly believe that Fine Gael should play a role and a leading role in the government. But it'd be hugely presumptuous of me to indicate at this point with who. Hopefully I'll get elected myself tomorrow. I'm sure all the different parties in the Dáil will then want to reflect on what their intentions are.
But you must have a preference, Pascal. Should the Greens are gone?
No, not at this point, Andrea. I think.
Well, they're not going to be a junior coalition partner like they were last time.
So let's just see who's elected. I know it's a hugely difficult day if you are a TD and you lose your seat. Just want to recognise that for any colleague in government or indeed anybody else in the Dáil. But I think before we get into speculating regarding who could be in the next government, let's just let the election come to a close, let all the different political parties, including my own, catch our breath, reflect on where we are at the moment, and then I'm sure in the build-up to the Dáil meeting again on the 18th of December, things will begin to take shape. But I do think we will have a lot of work ahead of us in the weeks, and maybe even a bit longer than weeks, to form a stable government. But I believe that will still happen, and one will be formed.
Election 2024. on News Talk.